empezamos.
Voy a Roma Barjome. הרי אולי כבשר זבחי שלומים לאחר זריקס דומי מר. זה סוג בוסר באשלו, בוסר מעיקורת. הרי אולי כבשר זבחי שלומים לאחר זריקס דומי מר. זוג בגמורה, אידו אומר בהדין לישנה, בהתירי קומטפיס. If he said the words, הרי אולי כבשר זבחי שלומים לאחר זריקס דומים, בהתירי קומטפיס. Why? Because בשר זבחי שלומים לאחר זריקס מותר. סיומר בהדין לישנה, בהתירי קומטפיס. So we saw yesterday, the לושן הרן, אידו אומר בהדין לישנה, בהתירי קומטפיס, תחסי בדם זבוכך או ישופך ועודר והבוסר תויך. אז לא איסו. דם זבוכך או ישופך ועודר והבוסר תויך. מילא, אז לא איסו לאחר זריק הסדומי. מילא, עבדה, בדהשת קומטפיס, בהתר קומטפיס. ידמה, בעדי לישנה, בהתר קומטפיס. דרוש אין דטייס וס דעת. אידה אומר בעדי לישנה בהתר קומטפיס דאם לא יקן לא מויסקיר אחר זריק הסדומים. תייסס את ההמשך הסוג יעשה את זה. דאם לא יקן לא מויסקיר לאחר זריק הסדומים. Obviously he wants to be מטפיס בהתר. מוכרח that he wants to be מטפיס בהתר. Because if he doesn't want to be מטפיס בהתר, he would not add the words לאחר זריק הסדומים. What he's adding the words לאחר זריק הסדומים is מוכח that בהתר קומטפיס. The Ran didn't feel that he had a צריך to explain the Gemara. The Ran just said, אידה אומר בעדי לישנה בהתר קומטפיס. If he said it this lashon, it's בהתר קומטפיס. ועל לאחר זריק הסדומים, במילא בהתר קומטפיס. והדובר צורך תלמוד, why the thesis in the Rosh felt that you have to explain it, that why it's muter the Eloi, why you added the words לאחר זריק הסדומים, obviously he wants to be מטפיס לאחר זריק הסדומים, and the Rosh, and the thesis was, had to explain it, and the Ran doesn't have to explain it. And the Klal and the Dorim is בדרך כלל, the Ran is long, the thesis in the Rosh are short. And here's Fakert. Here's Mamesh Fakert. The Ran is short, the Rosh is long. This is called the Duke. If someone explains, it's the Ran. I'm saying, you can say you don't have to explain. I'm asking. The Ran feels you don't have to explain. The Rosh feels you have to explain. Soon we'll try to answer it. Mikol Mekoyim, the Gemara says, if I'm about day, lishne be teriko matpis. So what state in the Gemara? That if you matpis koidim zrikas domim, then it's take dovor anodu. If you matpis leachar zrikas domim, then it's dovor haosu. And then it's dovor hamuta. Koidim zrikas domim, it's dovor anodu. So we mentioned yesterday that the ktsois and simen tavov, tof vov, is oimed on it. The Gemara says that it's no me'ile and shlomim because it's kotshim kalim. So it's bichlam nishken dovor anodu. So why you call it a dovor anodu? It's bichlam nishken dovor anodu. As they fricked the ktsois. And the ktsois says, vice tois. That is a isur deiraisa, even that it's not a davar anodur, but it's a isur deiraisa. As if it says in the Fyut, he brings some rashis like that. Einachanami is no mehile, or the Gemara Mefush, that is no mehile in Kotshim Kalim, or isur deiraisa is. A second mahalach we said, Rashi and Zvochi and Menoches Avdalet said that it's a isur derabonon. Also with the Rabbanon, mashma that is no me'ila, is no isur deiraisa bichlal, so how you could make that posse? So again, lulei divrei Rashi and Menoches, the Ktzai says, is the isur deiraisa? Einach nami is no me'ila bekotshim kalim, aber is the isur deiraisa mi'ayike? That's like the Ktzai says, tavo. Aber in Rashi and Menoches, davdal and shtei, that is no isur. So he said, it could be as a new isur, as a isur achile. The Gemara in Makkes, that Yudzayin says, leisuch alecho b'shorecho, and the Gemara learns out that is a isur achile, to eat kotshim kalim koinem zrikas domim. So, and that is the Isur Deraisa. Machmas is neder. It's a lav. The Gemara says, Arichel Kochim Kalim Kedim Zrika Loike. For Meila, we mean that Isur the Kochim Kalim has, the Isur Achille Kedim Zrika Zdomim. Two ways to learn the Sugya. In Loshen Aran is Noite. The Loshen Aran is Noite that is going like the first Mahalach, not like the second Mahalach. Because the Ran says, Be'eteriko matpis, t'chsiv edamis v'ochecho yishofech, v'odor v'abos otoicha. V'odor v'abos otoicha. If we're learning on the Isur Anoe, so the Ran explains why after Zrikas Domim is no Isur Anoe. Makes sense why the Ran has to explain it. That after the Zrikas Domim is no Isur Anoe. But if we speak about the Isur Achille, it's a chidush of the Gemore. It's a chidush that is the Isur Achille koidem zrike. The chidush that is the Isur Achille koidem zrike. It's mashma in the Ran that the Isur Anoe is poshet that he had. The chidush is that after zrike the Isur Anoe is nadir. Mikol mekoim zog the Gemore, elo ki goin de mochis b'sar zev cheshlomim kamei, u mochis de etere gabei v'omar ze koze. May be koreko matpis or beheteriko matpis. Be koreko matpis or beheteriko matpis. This is the suffix of the Gemara. And the Shaila is, what is the suffix? We said Avada, it's not about this person, what the Loshen means, but the suffix is a beheteriko matpis or beheteriko matpis. What is the Yisoida suffix of the Gemara? So we mentioned yesterday, now we're starting to learn the Sugya Arai, it's two drochim out to learn the Sugya. The derech of the Rosh is that bepashtes avade he means behetere. If a person has a piece of meat that now it's muter, and he says zekoze, avade he means that it's muter. The example was the Gemara later, it's 100 Sundays, and he says like a Sunday, avade bepashtes it's muter. What is the tzad that it will be also? The tzad that it will be also is because Ein od moitzi dvorav levatole, and mistome he wanted the aser. Ein od moitzi dvorav levatole, and mistome he wanted the aser. So mistome he meant the aser via zei, but he said zeko ze. He wanted the aser. Where he has a shtikel oiser here? How he has a shtikel to aser here? The Teretz is you will go bosa the mikore bosa what was in the beginning, and he means to hit that. He means to mechaven keneged the meikore. He means keneged the meikore. So again, the pashtes advarim he means heteire. A piece of meat is muta now. Zekoze. What he means? Zekoze. Aber bitzad the loshen arosh se mistome le isur komechaven. Mistome le isur komechaven. We say that he means basa meikore. We say that it means basar meikor, but the pashtus it means basar hashte, basar heteirim. This is the shita sarosh. So lefi the rosh, what we have to take out is no shaila what zekoze means. The ikar shaila is the pashtus aloshin it means heteire, but it's a svara to say that he wants the aser, and that is a svara that he wants the aser. So we say that he means basar meikore. She mistome daitoy leser. The tzad to aser is giboit and mistome daitoy leser. This is the rosh. This is the rosh. The Ran has a whole different mahalach in the sugya. The Ran learns the suffix is punkfakelt. Listen carefully. When a person says ze koze, pashtes he means basar meikore. Or maybe he means koze mamesh, and then it stays muta. The fakvetches, maybe he means koze mamesh and it's muta. Lefi the rosh, the svore that it's muta. He said koze. The tzad meikore is because ein odo moitzi dvorav levatole mistome he wants to ask. Lefi the rohan is fakel mistome he wants to ask. He means meikore. The person says koze, he means the ikar advorim. But maybe he said koze mamesh. So lefi the rohan, the shaila is koze koze. What ze koze means? Koze mamesh or not koze mamesh? Does it say the shaila? What ze koze means? It means koze mamesh or it doesn't mean koze mamesh? Where we had the mocker from the Ran, later in the sugya from Yamshim Meis Ba'avi, we'll see that he learns the whole sugya different from the Rosh. But this we're leaving to the sugya there. We'll get to the sugya there, that the Rosh Ledarkoi explained the sugya, Mistome, he means Le'esor, and the Ran said a different pshat. Aber Chutzmo, we saw yesterday. We mentioned, we have three Mekoyres, that the Ran learns the sugya as Zekoze. One we'll see in a second, the Loshon Aran state close by us, that this is the suffix. If Zekoze Mamesh, Olav Zekoze Mamesh. Those are the suffix. But the first moker was chutz from the Ran by us, the Ran and Shavuos. The Ran and Shavuos says when a person goes to a piece of zevach shlomim, koidem zrike, and he says zekoze. He goes to a piece of zevach shlomim, koidem zrike, and he says zekoze. And then the koyin goes in a zerek the dam, zog the Ran, the piece that he said zekoze becomes mutter now or not? The basur shlomim became mutter. So this becomes mutter or not? He said zekoze. And what he said, and shlomim koinem zrike. Zekoze? Now the shaila is that he said zekoze. The shlomim become mutter or not? I'm sorry, the shlomim for sure become mutter. The boss, the kiko, the bosso that he was matpis in the shlomim, zog the Ran etztolu in our sugya. If you learn bosso miikore, it will stay osu. If you sing bosso rashto, it will stay mutter. Why? So if bosso miikore, he was matpis in the shlomim. So what if the shlomim became mutter now? If bosso miikore, it stays osu. But if Basar Ashto, it means Ze Koze Mamish. If Ze Koze Mamish, if it means Mamish, Ze Koze Mamish, so it becomes Mamish like the Shlomim. And when the Shlomim will become Mutar, he wants it to become Mutar. Again, Latlat. Lefi de Rosh, Mayan Shvita Lar Sinai. The person Mistome wanted an answer. He wanted an answer. The person Mistome wanted an answer. He wanted to answer, the Shlomim was Koidem Zrika, and he answered. If he wants it to be 100% similar, or 80% similar, it will change, will that change or not? Efshar yeh, efshar nish. Not negat to Arsugi and the Dorim of Yudalev Amud Beis. Stamak Hashayne Klel. When he was toilet and that, he wants it to be exactly changing like that, or he doesn't want. Ken mezogen yeh, ken mezogen yeh. Ken mezogen yeh, ken mezogen yeh. It's not more than a story about. It's not more than a story about. Masha'ein kein. Masha'ein kein. Lefideran. Lefideran, what is the longest of the suffix? Lefideran, what is the suffix? Zogderan, the same suffix of the Gemara will be exactly the suffix here. Why does it be the same suffix? If Zekoze Mamesh, it will change with these alochas. If not Zekoze Mamesh, it will not change. So Lefi Neran, the longest of the suffix is Koze Mamesh or Lav Koze Mamesh? Koze Mamesh or Lav Koze Mamesh? Those are the suffix of the Gemara. So the same thing, the Koze Mamesh or Lav Koze Mamesh means Mamesh or not Mamesh. If Basa Mikor, it doesn't mean Mamesh. If Basa Hashto means Mamesh. So Legabi Arsugi means, if you go Basa Mikor, it's not Mamesh. It means the Shoyrish, just the Gladkeit. Maybe it means Mamesh. If it Mamesh means Mamesh, has to be Muto because now it's Muto. This was the Gemara here. Zog Deran, it's exactly the same suffix in the next Gemara. And the next suffix that he has, you go to Shlomim Koidem Zrike, and you say Zekoze, and then it becomes Mutter. If Koze Mamish has to follow. If not Koze Mamish, doesn't have to follow. Lefi the Rosh is no sugi if it's Mamish or not. Was a Shaila when a person says, I want like Shlomim. He means like now, he means like the yesterday. Shaila Bedaz Bnei Odo, why? He wants to ask her yesterday. He doesn't want to ask her now. Shaila, what the person means? We have a svara that Mistobi wants to answer, or we don't have that svara that Mistobi wants to answer. That's the shaila. But no shaila is if it has to be exactly the same and not to change, Or it could change. But she ain't gonna feed around the Yesoida Shaila of the Sugi is Koze Mamesh or Lav Koze Mamesh. So Zog the Ran, if Dosi the Yesoida Shaila, I could include in this Kasha another Shaila. You go to Shlomim Koide Bzrike, and after that, it becomes Mutter. If Koze Mamesh is Matir or not, state clothed that this is the Sofik. So this again, so we have the Ran, Loshon HaRan, Koze Mamesh or Lav Koze Mamesh, those are the Loshon HaRan. And we have the Ran in Shvuts. We have another Ran by us in Daf Yud Gimel that says the same Yesoid. The Gemara says in Nozir, if a person says Areini Nozir, guy says, Vanika Moischo, at Posse. Zog the Gemara, Hutar HaRishoin, Hutru Kulo. Why? Because Chocho Moiker Lemafreya, so it never happened. It never happened. What would be if a person said, Areini Nozir, the guy says, Anika Moischo, and the middle guy made Atoras Nedorim? Zog the Gemara, all of the guys till the middle guy are Mutter, from the middle guy are also. This is the Gemara and Nozir. Again, if Anika Moischo, Anika Moischo, the first person makes a heter, Chochom Oikil Mafreya, so he never said it. So he never says, not together, Zekazem Avashonat. He never said it. So he was never a Nazi. What if the middle person was Muta? Zog the Gemara, till the middle person it's Muta. From before it's Asu. Zog the Ran and Daf Yud Gimel, this is only if you learn Basar Hashta. If you learn Basar Meikore, even if the middle person made a Toras Nedorim, the last person will be Asu. Because he meant Basar Meikore. Mele Zog the Ran and Daf Yud Gimel, came when the Gemara says in Nozir that the last person is Mutter till the middle, Raya Shepaskin and Basar Hashka. This is the Ran by us and Daf Yud Gimel. Zog the Welt, again. Lefi de Rosh. The person doesn't mean nothing yesterday, today. He wants to answer. When he came, the first person said, Areini Nozir, the second, the third, the fifth, the seventh, the eighth. When the eighth person said, Areini Nozir Kimo Yischo. What he said then was good, a good nether. Then the guy before him was Matir Nedorim. We can't say, oh, so now he meant the guy before him. He meant to be Matpis and the guy before him. It was a good nether. The guy made Atoras Nedorim. What you could do? The first guy also could have made Atoras Nedorim. There's no reason to say that he didn't mean the middle guy. He meant the first guy. Why to say that he means the first guy? The nether is Chal either way. You never know who will make Atoras Nedorim. Masha Engel Lefideran, we clear Alemol. Koze Mamesh. Koze Mamesh, I want to be like you, I go Basar Meikore. So here, the first person said Nozir, second, third, fourth, till the eighth. Now, the middle person makes a Toras Nedorim. If it's Koze Mamesh, I'm like the person before me. If Lemais and Isbael, that he was a never a Nozir, so it's a never a Nozir. Masha'ink, and if we say Basar Meikore, I mean from before. So Hayoitzelonu, Legabi Biur HaSugya, we have two drochim. The derech of the Rosh, I want to be madgish it, I have it klo. The Basar Meikore doesn't mean the word shoyrish. The person makes a neder, and now what he has in front of him is muta. But pashtas, the loshen means that it's muta. Is a svore to say that he means to dig a rein and to find the shoyrish, to find a day that was usher, to find somewhere usher that will not be moitzi dvor of levatole. Be'etzem, the Loshen is Mutter. Because the Loshen is, I'm like you, you Mutter. You're right, it's a Sunday that is also. It's a Sheirish that is also. But I want to be like you. The tzad to go deeper is, because a person wants to answer, he didn't stop saying it. He had a das to answer. So Vali had a das to answer. So we have a svara to say, if he had a das to answer, he had a das to answer, so it's mistabel. If he had a das to answer, there's mistabe that he meant yesterday. Of Lavav Kev and Shoyrish. That Sunday, that thing. Masha Engel Lefideran, we're clearing on the word Ze Koze. Mitzad Echot. Bederech Klal, the person means Shoyrish. Pung Fakel. When he says, like you. When I tell someone, I'll be like you. What I mean. Stop, go over the guy, I'll be like you. What I mean. Wear a white shirt like you? No. I'll have a yarmulke like you? No. I'll be American like you? No. I'll be a Yid. I'll be like you. I'll be a Talmid Chochem like you. I said, by us. What a person be. I want to be like you. Glasses like you. Well, I want to be the Shoyrish. This is the Pashtus. Other name, like you. Ze Koze. Ze Koze. Those are the suffix for the Gemara. You go Basar the Shoyrish, Or you say, Zekoze? Doesn't a shayla, Zekoze? Doesn't a shayla from the Gemara. If this is the Pshat, now we could read the Gemara very gishmak. We'll start to read the Gemara. Boya Roma Bar Chome. Hare olai kepsar ziv cheshlomim leach azrik azdom imau. Ida omar beadein lishne beatei rekomatpis. So if the person didn't say the word Zekoze, he said, Hare olai keboso ziv cheshlomim koidem zrike. These are the words that he said. So lefideran, you have a suffix? What he said? Shloim Achar Zrike is Mutar? Yeah? So he's Mutar, yeah? Zog Digmor, Idoma Ba'adein Lishna Be'eterek O'matis. There's nothing more to explain. It's for sure Mutar. It's for sure Mutar. Idoma Ba'adein Lishna, for sure it's Mutar. Why to be also? Not Tzata Asu. The Rav doesn't have to explain Asu. This is the reason the Rav doesn't explain. Either Oma Ba'adein Lishne Arei Olai Kipsar Le'achar Zrikas Domim, for sure it's Mutar. What is the Tzata Asu? But the Rosh and Tesis that learn that when a person says like a Sunday, we try to find the time that it's Asu because Mistami wants to Asu. So why here we don't say that Mistami wants to Asu? Zog the Rosh and Tesis Mide'arich Belishne Mistami he wants to say like now, he doesn't want to say like yesterday. We have a riot that he doesn't want to Asu. Masha'engi lefideran, it's Pungfakert. When he speaks about the Zekoze, the Shalif, he means the Shoyre Shona. When he said Le'achar Zrikas Domim, Mistami, he means the Eter. So now, Zog the Gibor, Elo ki goin de mochis bosar zivche shlomim kamei, u mochis de etei regabei, ve omar Zekoze, mai bi ikor ekomatpis, o be etei ekomatpis. Lama zen veran, the way we have a ran. Bi ikor ekomatpis, bi isu shoyre koidim zrikas domim. ואיגי דקשה להפיל תמצלם עד הבית תרק ומטיס כלא אמר שאיה כוזה מאמש דמוכיס כמאי הקאטי ליצר דאוסור לתמי מחמס נדרוי פרק דרן but it's אוסור לתמי מחמס נדרוי so why is no at posse you write that it's מותר לאחר זריקס דומים אבל it's אוסור לתמי מחמס נדרוי so what does דרן means? So now when he will answer, it will be the Asur Basar will be only Asur Letmeim or Asur to everyone. How you learn Pshat in the Ran? The Ran is asking why it's Mutar or it's Asur Letmeim. So what he means when he says that it's Asur Letmeim? So he wants now that the second piece of meat will be Asur only Letmeim, or he wants it to be Asur to everyone?
Everyone.
What? Pashas for sure everyone. Even that he's matpis in a basar, and that basar is only in the chelek that is osur letmeim. Shlomim le'achar zrikas domim is mutar be'achila, it's only osur letmeim. So when he's matpis, frek deran, why are you saying it's not dover anodu, but it's osur letmeim? So when he's matpis the basar now, the basar will be osur only letmeim, will be osur to everyone. Some had a mistake and they thought only letmeim. For sure it's not the pshat. I'll bring a Zariah and Naftet Zion. The Ran says a person makes a koinom chayfet zel ezrike. The Ran says that it's chal. Koinom is korban. Korban you're allowed to throw on the floor. But you could say like that has an isur legabe eating. I'm making here an isur legabe ezrike. Here also, as David, that has an isur legabe tmeim. I'm making it posse. Suf akshi. That person is asking the ike man de kashi. So actually, vo ike nami chose v'shoyik she'osu lezori machmas nidro. So the Rashash fragged, who said that is a chose v'shoyik here? Maybe only the piece of the chweis, a piece of the chweis, of the top of the animal is there. Mechatez is the chose v'shoyik there. What is the kashi of the ram? What is the kash of the Ran? Some say it was mashma that the whole boss of Shlomim was there. The Rashash says, what is the kash? Say it's not there. Well, anyway, the Gemara is saying, Okimte, that koi boss of Zivche Shlomim le'achar zrike kamei. Say that the chos of a shoyk are not there. The Rashash says, Epsadoi chakmei sechmish. But the Ran bash has understood that it's here. So the Ran is asking two kashes. Why the Gemara says it's not Dovor HaNodur? Why it's not a Dovor HaNodur Le'achar Zrike? You have Osur Letmeim And chutz mosul et meim, you also have chaza v'shoy. He doesn't ask a third kasha. He could ask them. It's also b'yoytze. The basal shlomim is also b'yoytze. It's also le'achar hazman. Man of shach. But if you ask, the Ran is asking, the ikeman the kasha, that rishon that asked the kasha, the Rashba, that asked the kasha, that lemay said, is a davar anadu. It is a davar anadu. This was his kasha. It is a davar anadu. Why? Because dinim bleibt osul et meim, chaza v'shoik. You could ask also that it's osul l'chutz nizmani v'chutz nimkoyim.
Why is it better than
t'meim? Not better.
Oh, okay,
t'meim, chaza v'shoik.
Chaza
v'shoik
is a din in the
bus
itself. That's
a
shot on the
bus. And this is also in the din in the bus.
It's a din in halachas.
You said, but this is a din on the t'meim. Here's right. Halach on everyone. I don't know. I hear. See, this is the teis harosh takifrek. Teis harosh takifrek. Naran doesn't ask. Maybe why is Naran understood that Yoitze v'le'achar zmanoi, it's already called Noisor, it's called it's Nifsal b'Yoitze. Mikol makom, this is the kasha of Naran. What's answer Naran? V'le'didi lo'i kasha. To me, it's not a kasha. Versteht me, le'didi. V'le'didi lo'i kasha. For me, it's not a kasha, zok Naran. The imach masnid roi yoshi osu lakoil do agde sheva asra kula alme and the boss is like as dom in pokal in nidre v'yisur ed etmeim v'chose v'shoik lezorim lav mishum nidre hu di yoche hoi osu lakoil elo yisur hu de romi rachmona alei והיינו טיים מנעמי דמטיס בתחום הסלח מתוידו לאחר זריק הסדומים ומטיס בבחור לאחר זריק הסדומים למיצר כנמוך הסוגי בסמוך אף אגב דה אסיר אל אזורים משום דה קייבן דה שורי לקוינים איסור אליו מחמס נדריו שאילו כן לא יאוסור לקויל אלו איסור אדרה מרחמון עלי חימטיס ובדבר האוסור מטיס והיינו נעמי טיים מדמטיס בחלס ארם בתרומוסוי חלה ותרומה דמוטר דה איסור אליו משום נדריו אלו משום גזר הסקוסוף כך נראה What should I do in the Ran? The Ran asked the Kash, why you say that Shlomim Lachar Zrik HaZdomim is not a Dover HaNodu? It is a Dover HaNodu. It is a Dover HaNodu. It is a Dover HaNodu. T'meim, Choza V'shoik, and for the Ran, it's not a Dover HaNodu, it's Dover HaOs. Why? Because it's not Osu to everyone. So why stays is Dover HaOsur and that Dover HaNodu? What the Ran means? What is his raya? The Ran says he has a raya that it's not a Dover HaNodu, it's Dover HaOsur. What is the raya from the Ran? Hayulim Shal Baruch, what is the raya from the Ran? The Ran says it's not a Dover HaNodu, it's a Dover HaOsur. This is his answer. Chose v'shoik, it's not Dover HaNodu. Isur Tmeim is not Dover HaNodu. Yoitze, it's not Dover HaNodu. It's Dover HaOsur. This is the answer. The answer is it's not a Dover HaNodu. These Isurim are called Dover HaOsur. What is the Raya that is not Machmas Nidrei? And the Kashi understood that everything that came Machmas Maya Kedoshe is called Dover HaNodu. He says it's not. Why it's not? He brings a Raya. What is the Raya of the Ran? What is the Raya of the Ran? What is the raya of the Ran that is not Dover HaNodu? So what he means? So what he means? It had to be also to everyone, and it's not also to everyone. It's a raya that it's not a Dover HaNodu. What the Ran means? So it's two ways how to understand the Ran. The Welt has a mistake in the Ran. You're saying the right way. The Welt has a mistake in the Ran. It's not such a mistake because the Rosh says it klo. But that's a Ran, we'll see that. The Ran means like this. When he made a nether in the beginning, it was also to everyone. How it switched in the middle to become also only to Tmeim. When he asked the Shlomim in the beginning, it was also to everyone. Especially the Ran learns that Midoraisa it's also to everyone. He made it also to everyone. How it turned over to become only to Tmeim. The fact that it turned over to become only to Tmeim is a raya, it's not Machmas Nidroi. They read a couple of the first lines. The Machmas Nidroi, Roy Sheyasur La Koil. The Agdeshe, the Asra Kula Alme. So why now it's not Osur on everyone? The Lashon of Teis HaRosh says it Mefurash. It's not the Pshat Baram, but this is the Lashon of Teis HaRosh. Yeshloima, Kev on the Mikora Yosur La Koil. The Ato Hutaraf Lezorim. Al Koch, it's not over another. Mikora ve osur lakoil, and now it dropped. How you could say that it's Machmas's nether? He made a nether lakoil. He made a nether lakoil. And now it's not lakoil. It's mukhach that it's not Machmas nidre. It's mukhach that it's not Machmas nidre. Why it can't be the pshat in the run? Man, the bigger eye, why it can't be the pshat in the run? From the run himself, no? From the run himself. Saying, Choshev Achroinim said it about, and they thought they have a Tesarosh like them, it can't be pshat in the run. Why? Oh, the run means a raya from Chalas Aaron Vitrume. Chalas Aaron Vitrume was never Osur Lakoil. The Ran brings a raya from Chalas Aaron Vitrume. The Rosh doesn't bring it. And Adrabah, we'll see later in the end of the sugya, is six different ma'alchim in the Rishonim to answer the kasha from Truma and Chale, and the Rosh one is the Rosh is one of the different ma'alchim. Why Chale and Truma is not called Dabar Anodu? Why Chale and Truma are not called Dabar Anodu? Different is Beirim. But the Ran brings a raya from Chalas Aaron Vitrume. That is not Dabar Anodu. What is the raya? Dirut was never a Asur Lakoil. It was Asur Lakoil. He took whatever. He said, I raised a truma. His nether never asked Lakoil. He never tried to ask Lakoil. Al Kochoch, the Pshat in the Ran is, but you was like a Poshut, all of you, but it's the MS Pshat, that the Ran doesn't mean it. So he never said the words of the Rosh. The Rosh said, Shemikore o Yosu Lakoil, and now it's not Osu Lakoil, it's a Rai, it's not Mamas Nidroi, because he asked it to everyone. And now it didn't happen what he did. No, it's not the pshat. The pshat is azay. The ran l'shito soyen daf beiz amud alef. Nidrei hegdeshem sheisurom shovel akoil. The first ran in the dorim. Shtein yonim. Ubeini anze eino yochelagdish elo mashu sheloi veisuroi koil el kol odom. This is the Heftze of Nidrei Hegdesh. Sheisuroi koil el kol odom. If not, you can't make a Hegdesh. The Lomdus is, because the Ran learned there is no way to give presents to Hegdesh. You asur it lekula alme, b'meile it becomes Hegdesh. A moment that belongs to Hegdesh doesn't have Isurim. It doesn't start because Hegdesh owns it, is a avera to use it. You make that it's osur on everyone, b'meile it's meyuchat to Hegdesh. So how it becomes meyuchat to Hegdesh? When no one else in the world can use it, it becomes Hegdesh. There's no musik to make a chatzi Hegdesh. B'meile this, if you read the Ran by us, these are the words of the Ran. ולדידי לא יקשה ואימך מסניד רוי רוי שיוסו לכויל דואג דשי ואסרה כולה אלמה ואין אותיימה דמאבית מזלח ותוידו דקייבן דשורי לקוינים איסור אליו מחמס נידריו שילוקן היוסו לכויל ואין אותיימה דמאבית בכלל עזר ותרומוסוי and this Rav Nochem said this is ולדידי לא יקשה לי so מיין הנדורים That's not a chobat teretz. They ask a kasha, they're wrong. They got it wrong. Le didi, the way I'm learning, the ayinu le didi. The Rosh and the Teisves and the beginning of the Masechti don't learn this yesoid of the Ran. They said a different yesoid in the beginning of the Masechti. They didn't say this yesoid. We explain. They learned that you could give a maton ele hegdash. B'meile the Rosh could not answer the Ran shtikl teire. Ike man de kashele. Zog the Rosh, le didi lei kashe. Chlam, nishtok in kashe. Le didi lei kashe. It's not wrong. It's no shaykh is in the hegdash. The Rosh can answer it. So the Rosh came with a shtikl teire. What is a shtikl teire? He says, in the beginning it was also to everyone, and now it dropped. So what? So what if it dropped? Maybe it dropped and it went halfway. So the Rosh Hazay. V'yishleima came in the Mi'ikor Yosur Lakoil. V'ato Utaraf Lezorim. Even Zalim could eat it. So why Tmeim can't eat it has to be a Zaitike reason. So first he says, Legabi de Kashe from Tmeim, it's Bichlal not a Kashe. Why? It was Mutar to everyone, Osu to everyone, became Mutar to everyone, then there's a group of Tmeim that can't eat it. It's a problem in the Tmeim, no problem with me. Say that. Abbas mit Chaza v'Shoik. Abbas mit Chaza v'Shoik. Chaza v'Shoik, Osu to Koyanim, to Zorim. So the Rosh in the next shtick answers it. Yishleima. Chiyider darshin and achiyido bedobor anodu mashma she'oimed be'oisoy matzev she'hoyo b'shas haneder. You only can make a hatposa in something that is in the same strength, in the same koyach, like the original neder. But if it became weaker, you can't be matpis in it. Yishleima. Dechode chiyido darshin and achiyido bedobor anodu mashma she'oimed adayin b'shas hatposa be'oisoy kedusho she'oisoy b'shas she'hoyo neder mitchilo. Hilkar le'acha zriko שהיקל בו ההקדש שמתחילו יהיה אסור לכהנים ולזורים ולאחר זריק אינו אסור אלו לזורים למקרה דובר הנודו להדפיס מהייתה אם הם ידפיס בכל זה בשויק לא יהיה מנדה וראש זה שתיקל תארה התפוסה is only in a nether that is in the original matzev if the nether became weaker you can make a התפוסה in the nether החידוש בעצם it's the same answer in Tmeim. I don't know why in the beginning in Tmeim he had to say a different teret. So he says, it's a pasuk, it's a drosha. It's a drosha. Ad she'ido bedover anodu. What is the drosha ad she'ido bedover anodu? In the original matzav. If it became weaker, you can't make ad pasuk. So now listen carefully. The Ran didn't answer it. So Reb Nochem just finished the Lashitose. He said like this. Again, the Ran says, Lididi loy kashe. I don't recognize this kashe. There's no Hegdish chatzi. Hegdish is Yisur Yishav El HaKoyl. Kashe mi yikor elese. Lididi loy kashe. And this is the answer in Chalas Aram v'Trumosoy. So, we'll see later so much teres and Trume. If it's a Afroshe, it's a Akdoshe, it's a Deraise. The Ran says, by me Trume is out of the pictures. Bechal Nishkin Dover HaNodu. There's no Dover HaNodu if it's not Koyl El HaKoyl. Chutz from the Dorim. The Dorim, but Nidre Isu. But Nidre Hegdesh, Shovel HaKoyl. The Rosh doesn't offer that Shtikl Teire. So what is the answer? Saying the Rosh Anu Shtikl Teire. As a Gzeres HaKosu, that you have to make a Atpose and Dover HaNodu. What the Teire said to make a Atpose and Dover HaNodu? Something that is a complete nether that didn't lose a part of the nether. If it lost a part of its Koyach, it's not good. The Ran Bichlal doesn't know this aloche v'atpose. The Ran Bichlal learns Iker ha-neder is b'loy atpose. No, it's a gzeres ha-kosuv that you could make a atpose. Lefi the Ran, why you can't make a atpose in Chazir? Lefi the Ran, not gzeres ha-kosuv, but what is the reason of the gzeres ha-kosuv? Lefi the Ran, why you can't make a atpose in Chazir? Why only Dover Anodu? Why you can't make at posa and chazir? Why you can't make at posa and chazir lefi the Ran? Zog the Ran and Avyudalet, it's not a good moshel. As I zog the Ran and Avyudalet, it's not a good moshel. It's not a good moshel. The Ran says, this the Teir answered, this I answered. Lefi the Ran, the chefze from the other is not at posa. Neder is chal even below atpose. Atpose has to be a good marshal. A bad marshal is not good. Lefi de Rosh, punk fucker. Iker a neder is atpose. Without atpose, you can't make a neder. It's a gzeres ha-kosu, but you know what kind of atpose you have to have. That neder is original. And a nether that is original, you can make another atpose. But if that nether already got weaker from his original nether, you can't use it for atpose. It's a gzeres ha-kosu. Masha'enke lefi neran, shto azak gzeres ha-kosu. Meikar adin, you bichlal don't have to have dover anodu. You don't have to have a dover anodu lefi neran. It's only a marshal. Even if with a marshal it's better, but it's only a marshal. Well, it's only a marshal. Chazir is not good, like the Ran of Yudalit, because you're giving a bad marshal. But if you're madpis in a nether, I'll bring you a riot.
The Ran himself said, "Basically, you could be matpis and chazir. Why you can't matpis? What's the getting zeras akosum? It's a bad moshul. But a neder that became weaker, it's not a bad moshul. A neder that became weaker is not a bad moshul. So mele kumto is it's mamish leshitoso. It's a double leshitoso." The Rishonim came and stole the kasha. Why Shlomim le'achal zrik as though it's not a double anodu? It's chose v'shoik. It's osu letmeim, osu beyoitze. The Ran says le'didi le'kasha. All these isurim are not koil of everyone, and the isur that is not koil of everyone is not included in double anodu. Only something that is koil of everyone is included in double anodu. Something that is not koil of everyone is never included in double anodu. Glad the teretz. Ran the shitos in the base. The Rosh doesn't have this teretz. So the Rosh a different teretz. It was a neder and it dropped. It's exeres akosuv. You can't make a atposa in something that was a neder and became shvach. You can't make a atposa in such a zach. You only can make a atposa in something that is a fully neder. But something that was a neder and became shvach, you can't make a atposa in it. You can't make a atposa in it. The Ran, why you can't make? The Ran Bichlal doesn't hold that every neder has to be b'davar anodu. If you make a neder, it has to be a good marshal. If it's a bad marshal, it doesn't work. But there's no deed that the neder has to have at posse. The neder doesn't have to have at posse. So while the neder doesn't have to have at posse, it's no deed to make such a drosha. The Rosh learns that all the Nedorim gibboid of that drosha. Maybe the Rosh Lashitosoi had an under teretz, and the Ran didn't have this teretz. And again, what the Rosh will answer on Chalas Aaron v'Trumosoi, we'll see later, six Ma'alchim and the Rishonim. Rashi, Tesis, Rosh, Rashbo, all different Tirutzim, why Trume is not called Dovor Anodu. And I say, he did, I raise a Trume. Not that we learned you could make a Torah, you have to understand, I'm not explaining why Trume is Dekashe. We'll make, if a person makes Trume, he makes a Torah Nedorim on it. And Trume, you make a Torah Nedorim. It's Be'etzim in the parsha. Gemara says all the halachas of Trumas and Maisos and Shailas, you learn how to Trume. So why is that called Dovor Anodu? The Teretz is, but it's not a Dovor Anodu. Because it's not Nidre Yisur, it's Nidre Hegdesh, and it's Nishto Asan Nidre Hegdesh. It's a parsha of the Torah Nedorim on it, but it's not called Dovor Anodu. And all the Rishonim will be able to explain why it's not called a Dovor Anodu. So the Ran, the Shito Si, a Zach that is not Osur Lakoil, doesn't go into the parsha. Something that is not Osu Lakoy does not go into the parsha. Very poshut. Abarazay b'yomamshir the Gemara. Toshma noisar v'pigu. State in the Mishnah noisar v'pigu. So it says that it's Osu. Frek the Gemara. Hanoisar v'pigu le'achar zrikas domimu. Why? So the Ran says like this. Is the legacy pigul shari mikabel shenispagel en zrikosim atirosri. אלא מנויסר כפוריך, דאיסור נדרי פוקר לי בזריקס דם, ואפילו אוכי תנן דאוסור, אלא בעיקורי קומטפיס. The Rosh explains also, נויסור is only after the זריקה. פיגול, שיילה helps פיגול to זריקה to פיגול or not, so the Ran takes out the word פיגול. But either way, it's only לאחר זריקס דומים. The first Zrik Asdomim is no parsha of Noisar. Stated in the Mishnah that it's Osur. So when a person says, Arei olai ken Noisar veke pigul, then it's Osur. Ay, it's le'acha Zrik Asdomim. What is the answer? Araye bosar mi'ikore. Omar le'ravune bareid Rabbi Yeshua ben Noisar sheloi lo. That the Kedusha didn't go off. So let me learn first these two lines of the Gemara. Very shvere two lines. V'noisar v'pigul le'achar zrikas domim. What is the kashit? Hari noisar v'pigul is le'achar zrikas domim. And state that it's also. Al koch that it's also because basar mi'ikore. And for the Gemara, b'noisar sheloilo. It never became muta. But in the kashit, the Gemara wants to prove from noisar that it's koidim zrikas domim. Noisar is koidim zrikas domim. Sorry, Noisar is le'achar zrikas domim, and it's also because we go basar mi'ikore. Frank the Tesfes. So if the person said arei olai ken Noisar, so it's kilu he said arei olai le'achar zrikas domim, right? The Gemara says either omar ba'adein lishne, for sure it's mutar. So what are the shayla of the Gemara b'chlal stam? He asked him, your shayla state in the Mishnah lo yisrael v'pigul, and it's l'achas rikas nomim, and even so it's asuraya bosar meikore. Frek teisves, even if you would hold bosar meikore, the Gemara said before, that if you say ba'adein lishne, hareo like ibsar zivche shlomim l'achas rikas nomim, you for sure mean ba'ateire. So if you said hareo like a noisar, and noisar is l'achas rikas nomim, so you for sure mean ba'ateire. So you for sure mean Be'eteire. So what is the Shaila Michlam? As I frank thesis. The Gemara said before that if a person comes and he says, Harei olai, kipsar zivche shlomim le'achar zrikas domim etzmuter. Why? Because he for sure means Be'eteire. If he said zekoze, then taki he means maybe the yesterday. Oh, but if he says Areo like Ipsar Zifreshoim Le'achar Zrikas Domim, Avada he means Be'eteire. So Frek Teisa, so what is the Gemara saying? V'noisa v'pigu Le'achar Zrikas Domimu. And it's a ride at Basar Meikore. Even if you say Basar Meikore, it's only B'zeh Kozeh. Oh, but not if you said Areo like Ipsar Zifreshoim Le'achar Zrikas Domim. This is Teisa's Kash. Zog Teisa's Teretz. You know when you say that it's for sure he mean now, when he says Arei olai kipsar zivche shlomim le'achar zrike midheerich b'leshoinoi ve'omar le'achar zrike is the right that he wants be'eteire. Over here he was not ma'arich b'loshin. He said Arei olai kenoiso, Arei olai kepigul. So he was mekatzer b'leshoinoi. So it's not raya that he said klor. He's not mefarish lehedye that he means le'achar zrike as domi. The whole reason in the sugya before we said that he means le'achar zrikas domim midheerich kulehai ve'omar hareo lai kipsar zivche shlomim le'achar zrikas domim, that he doesn't mean basar meikore. When he says the words hareo lai kenoiso, when he says these words hareo lai kenoiso, he's not ma'arich. B'meiler we could have a tzad at basar meikore. But it's an answer lefi tesis in the Rosh, lefi the Ran. I don't know what exactly would be the answer. Enter the Gemara ba benoisar shloilo. Omar le imken litmi bepsar oilo. So why you bichlal have to speak about pigul? Bishleim is that the Rosh we speak about pigul. The chiddush is that even that it's le'achar zrike basar meikore. But if you speak about oilo, so what is the nafkimina if it's pigul or not? Loi mi boi komar, loi mi boi bepsar oilo de osu do bekorban komatpis noisar bepigul de oilo istrich li sal kedai te ramine kisu noisar kisu pigul lehav li komatpis de va osu vele mitzar komashmalo. So the Gemara says avad it's noisar shel oilo, and what is the chidush of the Gemara? I would think that lemais it's also noisar and it's also pigul, so it's dover ha osu. So a person has something that is dover ha osu and dover ha nodu and he's matpis in it. I would think that we say that he's matpis in the Dover HaOsu, Kamash Malon, that he's matpis in the Dover HaNodu. And we'll see there's a big noise in the Machne Ephraim when someone has Dover HaOsu and Dover HaMuto. Lemosh, we have a piece, Chazir, and he also made a nether. A nether is Chal in the Chazir. And you say, Zeko Ze. It's a good atposter or not? Mitzadachad, you have the Chazir. Mitzadachad, you have the nether. You will have an atposter or not? Here in the Gemara L'chur, it's Mukhach, that we'll have that person. Machne Ephraim, we'll speak out of the Machne Ephraim. Mikol Mokoyim, don't see the terrace of the Gemara. The Rashash has a Ore. So why we have to talk about Noisar Shaloilo? It's enough that he will say, Arei Olai Kenoisar, Stam Nedorim Le'achmir. Stam Nedorim Le'achmir. Why he has to say Noisar Shaloilo? Even if he doesn't speak out the word oilo, kaimelon stam nedorim le'achmir. Tesis has this kasha. So the Rashash says, maybe ein echanami, the Gemara doesn't mean that he said noiso shel oilo. He said noiso. But it's like very shver, the Gemara has a kasha, so why are we talking about oilo? If we're not talking about oilo, so what is the kasha of the Gemara bichlal? This is what Tesis said, that you can't say it. So I heard once a pshat, that why here you don't see stam nedorim le'achmir, stam noisar eshlomim, it's my shvertainer. Stam noisar eshlomim, stam noisar is not oilo. Why? How noisar happens? You have a day to eat it, and in the end, people didn't come, people came, against a meiser, and it was left over. Shlomim, you have a party, you have to invite people. So you invite all of your friends. A piece was left here, a piece was left here. What is oila? You finish the market, you can't even burn it. Nothing is nice, so. Pigul may be up, but pigul bashes will not go as Fidarash. Fidarash. Fidarash we go as pigul. Fidarash we don't have a terrace. So the Fidaran, kids, we have a kasha. Why it says noisa shel oila? I feel on oila. If he says noisa, stand the door in Leachmir. If he says oila, stand the door in Leachmir. As I frag the Rashash. So we can answer that we don't say stam nedorim la'achmir and noiso, because bederech klal noiso is not oilo. Noiso bederech klal is shlomi. But if we'll be goyres pigul, pigul could be exactly an every carbon the same. Teretz says the rashash is not goyres pigul. Okay, the rosh is goyres. So lefi the rosh, Teis also asks the kasha and he doesn't answer Meshvel Teretz. So lefi the rosh and Teisves, we have taki a kasha, why he has to speak out noiso shel oilo, stam nedorim la'achmir. It's a hor, a kleine hor. This is Be'etzem, the Tzusa D'Shmaisa. And I want to ask you a shayla. Be shleime, but listen carefully, this kasha. Men, listen good to this kasha. Shtarke kasha. Be shleime lefi the Rosh and Teisves, the Gemara makes sense. Harei olai kenoisor, harei olai kepigul. What he means? Like now? Or like yesterday? Yesterday it was also, now it's muta. This is the suffix of the Gemara. I le'achas rikas domi. We said that it's muta ba'adein lishne. There he was ma'arich beloshen. Here he was not ma'arich beloshen. But I want to ask you a shayla. And here I have a big machlekes with the ganze world. This means I want to be maimed the shayla. Lefi deran. What is the pshat in the Gemara? Hareo like a noisa, hareo like a pigul. What is the shaykhis to the shayla of zeko ze or not? How you can explain here the shayla of zeko ze? If we explain that the ganze shayla of the sugi is zeko ze. So the Gemara said, the nochis psar shlomim kamei, veomar zeko ze. Makes sense. Toshma, noisa vepigul. What do you want from noisa vepigul? He said, hareo like a noisa vepigul. Has to be for sure muta, Zoktesis. Now it's muta. Zoktesis was not ma'arich beloshen. What could be the shayla bichlal? He said, hareo like a noisa vepigul. What kaze mamesh? What kaze? Hareo like a noisa vepigul. So what he means? Kenoisa vepigul mamesh he means? You can answer. The same thing, kaze mamesh. So when he says kenoisa, he means. How you pshat? It's how you pshat the Gemara lefi deran. So the world doesn't hold that it's a kasha. The world doesn't hold that it's a kasha. They feel like as they bezekoze, are like kenoiso. I mean kenoiso b'sholshoy or kenoiso mamish. What? What? Do you understand it? Where's the thesis? Where's the thesis? What? What did Bram ask? What did Bram ask? Let me say. What? 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 There's a taste that we mentioned, for sure. Taste the Shittosa, for sure mentions it. Yeah, for sure, because taste is in the Rosh are learning. The Shaila we explain, Avada the Loshin is Mashmaheter, or there's a tzad that the person wants to ask her, so they could learn like that. Avada, 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 or Balefi Deran. That the whole lomdus of the Sugya is Zeko Zeh. What is the suffix of the Gemara? What is the suffix of the Gemara? Lefi Deran, what is the suffix of the Gemara? I want to say a chiddush. The Ran learns that the Gemara doesn't mean Lisha. The Gemara doesn't mean that he said areo like a noisor, areo like a pigul. The Gemara is talking that there's a piece of pigul on the table, and he says zeko ze. As I stated in the Meforish, look in the last Meforish Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Toshma, the Tna Noisa of a Pigul, Umashma Nami, Avada the Mishnah is also talking that he said, Ke. Aba Mashma Nami, Ki going to Mochis, Psar de Teire, Ve Noisa of a Pigul, Ve Omar Zekoze. We have a meforesh at least that without ze koze is no sugya, and the male also in the sugya kiyom shemeis by abo it will have to be a ze koze. The Rosh and Tesis did not learn the sugya like that. Dafka beze koze, they learned the sugya is like the Rosh explained. I'm answering, and it's a tzad to find the Loshen Isu. If we find the Loshen Isu, we don't find the Loshen Isu. This is the noise of the sugya. This is the noise of the sugya. Memele kumta isazei. We'll see Kaseida. So Lefideran Lemoshul, we're not talking that he said Hareo like a noiso. We're not saying that he said Hareo like a noiso. The noiso was there. If the noiso was there, it was a noiso shaloilo. Not that he said Hareo like a noiso and you can ask Tam the Dorim Leachmir. The noiso was there. The pigul was there. Tesis and the Rishonim learn about it was not there. He said ke. He said, "Ke," and the Gemara is medamit one to each other. It's under Zach. Adarab. I'm saying, this really. I have a vikuach with Mirabaisa when I was a bocher in Ponovich already. If this is the pshat, and before Shulevitz will say Alamol, it's so good chutz from the Ram that is the biggest marich can explain once that the sugya is bezekoze. In the beginning of the sugya, but in the Toshma, Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow we'll try a little bit of miyasa.